Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Worship, act of awe and adoration. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, John 12:3. Worship, the act of centering one's attention on another worthy to receive it. Mary, the sister of Lazarus, had good reason to adore Jesus. After all, he had raised her brother from the dead. But how could she turn her awe and adoration into action? In his 19th century masterpiece, The Suffering Savior, German preacher F.W. Krumacher portrays Mary's worship. Walk with F.W. Krumacher, a German Reformed clergyman. The Lord has just placed himself at the table when Mary approaches. She feels impelled to display to him her inmost soul and to manifest her devout attachment to him. But how is she to do this? Words seem too poor. She has precious little to give. But what she has is an alabaster vessel of pure oil of spikenard, much valued. She brings it with her. With the utmost reverence, she approaches her divine friend, breaks the vessel, spreads the spikenard on his head and feet, then humbly bends down and wipes the latter with her loosened tresses. In this affectionate act, she demonstrates a rare degree of devotion. She desires to worship him. He is always in her thoughts as her sole delight and the supreme object of her affections, all of which she expresses in the act of anointing. Today's New Testament reading is John chapter 12, verses 1 through 19.
John 12. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As the keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there, and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it. As it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him."
Why would Mary willingly go to such lengths in terms of cost and inconvenience to magnify her Savior? And why would countless others like her do the same? In short, why is he worthy of your reverence and worship? Go back to Calvary, think of what was broken and poured out for you there. Then come and pour out your richest offering of praise upon him. He is worthy.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.